2024. Well, coming up on Friday night in Kalamazoo, opera is back. The Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra has a production of, let me get this right, Giacomo Puccini's Tosca at Miller Auditorium. And the music director and conductor of your Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra is with us in the studio to give us a little preview. Julian Querti is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken. So good to be here.
Always great to see you. Thanks for coming by. So opera returns to Kalamazoo. So where's it been?
Well, opera's been hiding. After the pandemic, it took us about this long to get our act together to be able to present an opera of this proportion to the public. It's a huge production, one like we've never attempted in at least 10 years since I've been here.
Wow. It's been described as a symphonic staged performance. So what does that mean?
Well, for the people who come to see it, the orchestra is going to be part of the staging of the opera. Normally when you play opera, the orchestra hides in the pit and the actors and singers are on the stage. But we've built a stage set that's very unique that allows both the orchestra and the singers to be on the same platform or different levels of platforming, as it were. It's a huge production. We have a lighting designer and a projection designer who have come from New York City. We're featuring the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. We've got a cast of about 12 singers. We have the full orchestra. We have a male and a female chorus, and it's fully staged. This is a production like none other you've seen.
Unbelievable. How about that? So what's the story behind this?
Well, the story takes place in Rome in the year 1800, and it's a story of love, of revenge, of murder, of power and corruption. It's one of the greatest Italian soap operas that have ever been written into opera form, and a warning to people who might come to the theater that there is simulated gunfire.
Okay, always good to know. Is it done in Italian?
It's done in Italian with English supertitles, which will be running the whole way through, so you'll have no trouble following the story.
All right. And musically, what can we expect out of this?
Musically, it's one of the great musical scores of the opera world. Puccini's Tosca is full of bells, color, romantic lines. He's one of the greatest composers for the human voice. Your listeners might know Nessun Dorma, one of the most famous arias, which doesn't come from this opera, but it's that flavor and that type of music.
All right. Are you enjoying the preparation so far?
Oh, so much. It's wonderful fun. We've had staging rehearsals with our director, Mo Jo, who is coming from Ann Arbor, Michigan, where she's on faculty at University of Michigan. And she has created the staging, and we've just started to put it together. Last night was the first full orchestra, full cast rehearsal. It's looking and sounding spectacular, Ken. We're presenting it on Friday at Miller Auditorium at 7 p.m., a little bit earlier than our normal concerts because we wanted to start it early because it's a little bit longer.
Okay, so be on time. You won't want to miss this one. KalamazooSymphony.com on the web has ticket information and more information on this absolutely spectacular performance. Just an enormous cast and the orchestra on stage. It really sounds like a spectacular presentation.
It's going to be a great way to close out our season this year.
Giacomo Puccini's Tosca on stage at Miller Auditorium. Yes, that's right. At 7 p.m. on Friday as opera returns to Kalamazoo under the direction of Julian Querti, the conductor and music director of your Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, who's been visiting with us this morning on WKZO. Thanks for sharing this and have a great performance.
Thank you.
Friday.
Always my pleasure.